Next major emoji update could include a pregnant man. By Hannah Blow on July 16, 2021. The next major emoji update could include a pregnant man, according to a preview of the draft candidates for the next release. The final list for the Emoji 14.0 update will get final approval in September 2021. The draft includes a pregnant man and pregnant person, which Emojipedia describes as consistent gender options for pregnancy, despite the fact that men, biologically, cannot become pregnant. According to the outlet, pregnant man and pregnant person are new, and recognize that pregnancy is possible for some transgender men and non-binary people. These are additions to the existing pregnant woman emoji. The above additions will mean that nearly all emojis can have defaulted gender-neutral option, with choice to use a woman or man where relevant. A few exceptions remain, which are being reviewed, as per this Unicode Emoji Subcommittee report from 2020. Other possible additions include a saluting face, melting face, a lotus, beans, a jar, crotch, X-ray, bubbles, biting lip, person with a crown, and a series of updated hand gestures. The final versions are expected to be released on September 14. This would be far from the first time social issues influenced the world of emojis. In 2016, Apple announced its intention to replace the popular handgun emoji with a water gun, prompting swift praise from the New Yorkers against gun violence. Apple has stood up to the bullying tactics of the NRA and gun industry by showing that there are many more life-affirming ways to express oneself than with a gun, they said. In 2017, Apple and Google introduced gender-neutral face emojis in their updates. The latest move coincides with the radical left's push to erase the reality of biological sex, even promoting the idea on children's shows. Last year, Cartoon Network, a children's TV network available to tens of millions of U.S. households, promoted radical gender ideology in a social media post, teaching children that are many genders beyond girl or boy. This month, a women's health magazine featured a story titled, "Transgender and Non-Binary People Like Me Get Pregnant and Have Abortions Too," in which the author urged people to use gender-neutral language when discussing abortion.